Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Business Blitz on the Melting Pot Radio Network. I am your host, Daniel Trowick. My partner in progress, Ms. Danny Wright, is out. We will keep her in prayers as she is not feeling well. So, Danny, we're praying for you. We love you. Get some rest, woman. Don't be trying to call in and talk on the show. Don't be trying to run the soundboard. Just please get some rest. Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, for those who don't know Business Blitz, we are a business and entrepreneurship show where we have different guests on from around the nation to talk about what they do, whether they are in a professional field and they give you information on what they do to help you learn more about the industry, or you know, maybe you may be interested in certain things and you want a firsthand view as to what it really is to be in that industry, what you have to do, what you have to learn, things of that nature. And also in the entrepreneurship world where, sometimes it's tough, but it's worth it. So, you know, we give all the different information, the ins and outs of being an entrepreneur and the grind that it takes to be an entrepreneur and business owner. So we just want to feed you as much great information as possible to help you all grow, because that's what we are all about here on the Melting Pot Radio Network. And tonight, it is no different. We have an amazing guest coming on from the amazing city of Baltimore, and I'm excited. I'm actually, you know, I'm ready to get. I just want to share this real quick, guys. Now, you all know I'm a sports fan. You know, the Melting Pot Radio Network, we have sports, business, entrepreneurship, Christian talk. So our sports show, everyone that knows me knows I am a diehard Orioles fan. So hopefully that gains me some cool points with our guest tonight. And, you know, I was just actually in Baltimore over the winter break, the Christmas break. I don't know what it's called. It's around my anniversary. So me and my wife went down to Baltimore. We had a great, great time. But that's neither here nor there. So let's get into it. Our guest is as I said, a Baltimore native. She is a life coach, a motivational speaker, and a thought leader. And I am ready to get some motivation. I'm ready to learn some new things. So as you all know, get your pen and paper ready and get prepared to take notes because we just want you to grow. Now, welcome to the show, Ms. Boonie Moore. Hello.
Hey, Daniel. I'm excited to be here, but I thought you were going to say Ravens. I like the Orioles, but the Ravens, man, that's what really gets me excited.
Well, see, I am also a Browns fan, so I despise the Ravens.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we won't have that conversation tonight.
Yeah. I get real emotional and sensitive about the fact that Art Modell moved my beloved Browns to Baltimore, then drafted Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Jonathan Ogden and won a Super Bowl. That should have been my Browns, okay? I feel some type of way. So we'll leave sports to Monday night
and my horrible
feelings of being a Browns fan. So, again, Boomy, welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you on. Thank you for taking the time out and joining us tonight. I'm just ready to help someone grow. And I know you're going to be here to do that, so let's get into it. So,
all right, that's what I do.
You are, all right, a life coach, a motivational speaker, and a thought leader. Can you explain each and every one of those fields to our listeners out there?
Well, when you were saying that we are here to help people to grow, the thought that came to my mind was, hey, I like him. I do that. You know, I have a personal development call every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at 8:15. And the whole premise of the call is to help people to become the best versions of themselves that they can be. And I always say there is a direct correlation between your personal growth and the size of your bank account. And so growing yourself, working harder on you than you do your business is just so, so important. So I'm excited about that. In fact, I grew up around personal development and around a lot of awesome mentors and speakers. And so me doing what I do now is just a natural progression of, I guess, where my childhood led me.
Yes, yes. Now, whew, you said the magic word that we love here on Business Blitz, which is mentor. a lot of people don't know or understand what a mentor is and how beneficial they can be to your life. Can you please talk about what a mentor is and what they do to help people?
I mean, well, you got to think about this. Everybody who has achieved some greatness in their life has had a coach or a mentor. Tiger Woods, guess what? As good as he is, he has a coach. Beyonce, guess what? She still has a voice coach. All of these people that we know in the upper echelons of their industry, they have a mentor or a coach. So we always need somebody who has blazed the trail before us who can reach back and show us how to do what they've done, how to get to where they've gotten to, some of the pitfalls that maybe they've experienced so they can help us to navigate those so we can avoid some of the hazards of some of the mistakes we may make. So it is so important to have that mentor and coach in your life to help to lead you to where it is that you're going. So, and you know what else, Daniel? A lot of times people think that they aren't far enough progressed to actually be someone's mentor or coach. But it's so important because you need to get one and you need to be one. You know, I have mm-hmm. this saying that says, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. So what does that mean? That means even if you think you're really bad off, there's somebody who you are better than, and you can help that person. So get a mentor and be a mentor.
Yes, yes. See, I'm taking notes already. I don't even want to wait for the replay. I'm taking notes now. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man
is king.
Whew, that is rich right there. See, I told you guys to get your pens and paper ready, get ready, because she's dropping nuggets already. We're not even 10 minutes into the show. But, Boomy, please, your call that you do, you said Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, correct?
Yep, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, and we have people who are waking up at 5:15 a.m. on the West Coast to be on this call. I'm going to give the number because it's a free call. It's just about pouring into people, giving them that free value, inspiration, encouragement to start their day. And it's not just about motivation. I mean, people are actually learning universal principles in this call to help them to have a better life. So the number is 712-432-0900, 712-432-0900. And the PIN number is 125475#. Again, 125475#. And the call is growing. We have nearly 100 people those 3 days a week. I call it my tribe. These people are hungry for personal development and growth. They are looking to be inspired and inspire other people from all walks of life. A lot of entrepreneurs, and some of them are just, people who are stay-at-home moms, or they may have still have their 9-to-5 job, but just people who want to, who say, you know what, I showed up here on earth, and I want to make this thing happen. I want to live a happy, healthy, fulfilled life, and I need someone to help me to do that. You know, so many people are just surrounded by negativity that getting on this call in the morning is like a safe haven of like-minded people who are all together saying, look, we want to go some great places and do some great things, but we know there's some things that we have to learn. We know that there's some things that maybe we knew them, but we didn't do them. So now this is putting us in an environment so we can start really learning how to take the action and get ourselves to a better, greater place. So if you're out there, dial in tomorrow morning because it's going to be awesome.
All right, and so what time is that on the East Coast?
8:15 a.m. So if you're driving on the way to work, if you're in your, whether you're in your car, whether you're at work, you know, you may just have to listen. If you don't want to announce yourself when you come on because your boss is near, no problem. Just be that fly on the wall. But we like for people to announce themselves as they come on so we can, you know, recognize those new names and just feel the energy, positive energy of people as they come onto the call in the morning. So meet us there tomorrow morning at 8:15.
Amazing, amazing. And I love conference calls and different groups that do this because, for one, personal development is very key and very important. And as you said earlier, you know, the amount of that you focus on developing yourself is closely correlated to how much money you have and how much money you can make. And, you know, I always say I don't want to make more money. I want to be worth more money. So me being worth more money takes me building myself up and bettering
That's
myself.
Right.
And, you know, getting around this type of atmosphere, I know it. I'm involved in different groups like this and different conference calls, and guess what? You have just joined my list.
All right.
Because I love it. And as you said, when you have that group of people, of like-minded people that's focused on the same goal and just pushing each other forward, you're forcing each other into action, and you're creating that field of accountability where it's like, wow, they doing it. I can do this too. And especially when you live in this negative world, you need a safe haven. And groups like these are safe havens to get away from all the negativity and just let the positivity just ring in. Just let it ring. And it's a beautiful thing. And I thank you for this group. I thank you for the call, for doing what you're doing. It is definitely inspiring to many people. Now, motivational speaker, I want to talk about that. You know, many people nowadays are shunning away from the word motivation. You know, when they hear of a motivational speaker, they start thinking, oh, they just hype me up, but what benefit is that to me? So with you and how you present and how you speak, you know, what is it that's motivational?
Well, I rarely use that term myself, so I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But any time that you can inspire people to live their best life and you're in front of a room, they leave out of there feeling motivated. But it's not just about motivation because they say, you know, motivation sometimes just when somebody else motivates you, that may not last. You need to learn how to have the internal motivation and motivate yourself. But what I do when I put on my seminars, like I have Do Life Better seminars, and so I'm teaching people universal laws and principles to live by to help them to manifest the things that they desire. And we have to face it. We're happiest when we get what we want, right? And why shouldn't we get the things that we want? God put desires on our heart. I believe if we have those passions inside of us, they're just bursting to get out. That means that he has given us the wherewithal and the resources that we need and everything in order to birth those passions. And we're happy when we're doing those things that we love. We're happy when we are traveling if we like to travel. We're happy when our bank account is full. We're happy with our when our body feels good and we are have lots of energy. And so when you are in that happy place, guess what else you are? You are motivated because you feel like getting something done, you know? You feel like moving and making something happen. So that's what I love to do. So about every 6 weeks or maybe every 2 months or so, I put on a Do Life Better live event. So we have the conference calls, but then it's something about being in the positive energy in the room with these like-minded people. You know what I'm saying? It takes you to a whole nother level when you can lock arms and look in a person's eyes and affirm one another and you're in the room together. And this isn't a sit-down seminar and you're just writing with a piece of paper. No, I mean, we're learning, doing, interacting, moving, and the Do Life Better seminars, people leave there and they're like, man, this is the best seminar I've ever been to. I definitely have changed. People have, the last one we had was January the 31st. People were sending me messages weeks afterwards saying, you know what, normally by this time I would have been back to my normal place, but I am still floating high in cloud nine. I still am in that positive energy from the seminar. So,
awesome. Now, at the Do Life Better seminar. Yes. Now, at the seminar, what exactly do you do? Because I've been to seminars, and, you know, sometimes it's just a bunch of speaking and lecturing and taking notes. And, yeah, you may learn some great things, some key things to take away from it, but you leave no different. You just leave with some extra information, which is always good. But as you said, you know, when you have that positive energy and you're just interacting with each other, it takes you to a whole nother level. So what types of things do you do at your seminar that really bring the interactivity?
Well, it's typically myself and another dynamic speaker. I try to put people who are like million-dollar earners, so the people that come can really see people who are really making it happen. And these are humble, approachable people who are saying, no, I make six figures a month, and I can show you how to do it. And so we teach these principles, but, for example, my platform is Shift Your Life, Lift Your Life, Gift Your Life. And so the seminar I had back in November, I was teaching people, how do you shift your life into the success lane? There's a place where you are right now, point A. There's a place that you want to get to, let's call that point B. But then there's the journey in the middle. Well, how do we start shifting our life into the success lane? One is we have to use new words. And so I talk about the power of words, and I may show some video clips in reference to this, and give each person a mirror, and we start saying affirmations, the power of the spoken words. I have a book if you want to speak it, and I really teach people how your words that you speak are really creative. It's part of the creation process when you're speaking things. And so we teach them out loud how to build themselves up, how to affirm yourself. And then we affirm each other. So those affirmations are really powerful. So we go over, you need new thoughts, you need new words, and you need new actions. And so I actually have different exercises that people are doing, and we're forming groups, and we are maybe doing an act as if. So what is act as if? Act as if is, if you're looking to lift your life to its highest calling, you have to create some new habits. And then creating these new habits, you have to decide what it is that you want and act like you already have it. Who is this person that you want to be? So if you're looking to be a famous person who does entertainer, then you have to govern yourself, not like it's coming, but like you're already there. So it's really cool because people will go around the room and you'll introduce yourself and you'll say, hi, my name is Barbara and I just came, I flew off the plane from France and I'm going to sing in front of a crowd of 10,000 and they really get into the role playing. But I'm telling you, it's so powerful because, you know, when we're kids, we think that, oh, kids just play make-believe and whatever, and that's a kid's game. But if we start getting back to some of those things that we used to do as children and we get into the seeing ourselves in a place where maybe it's not there in the physical, but we start making believe and we start acting as if, all of this is part of that, the creation to help us to manifest things and pull it into our reality. So it's a lot of cool things that that we do there, and each time it's some of the same things, but you know we add in a little some different things as well.
That is amazing. That is phenomenal. That just got me extremely excited. I want to go. I
well,
need
you
this in
my
life.
We're going to be back in April. April either the first week or second week. I haven't honed it down yet. But I will definitely let you know and let your listeners know. We're going to be at the Hyatt Place Hotel in by the BWI Airport in Baltimore.
Awesome, awesome. Now, that is amazing. And, you know, the growth that you can receive, that you will have from going to an event like this, guys, listen to me. It will change your life. Trust and believe. And the enthusiasm in her voice, you can just hear it. You can just feel the energy. It's seeping through the network, through the airwaves, through the telephone line, through the internet, and it's amazing. I almost said World Wide Web, but I didn't want to show my age, so I just stuck with internet. The WWW is invisible nowadays. But, yes, that is so amazing, and it is. It's amazing how time flies and times change at the same time because – my kids, they don't even understand what WWW means. So, it's amazing. That's all I know. Now I want to talk a little bit about your past. Okay, so we know now you're a life coach, a speaker, a thought leader. You're doing all these amazing things, but you know where did you start? Where was that time in your life when you got to that point where you said, you know what, I want to do something bigger and better than this. And, what was it that you were doing, and what was it that clicked in your mind that said you can do better, you will do better?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked this question because a lot of times when people see you in front of the room or on the stage, they're looking at that end result, but they don't know the story of where you started from. And it's important to tell people where you came from. And so I did a talk a couple of weeks ago at the 72 Hours of Power event, and I said, how does a mom of five, living in Section 8, on WIC and public assistance, go on to become a six-figure earner, living in on 3 acres in a beautiful home in Howard County, Maryland, and speaking to people all over the country? Well, that person was me. And I can remember back in the early 90s, you know, I had my first baby in college, had a second baby in college, and wasn't married, so I had two kids and wasn't married yet. And then I got married very young, and, of course, we did the whole, you know, struggle thing. And so, yes, I was on, you know, living in Section 8 and, you know, on WIC and all of that. But one of the things I can say was I always knew it was just a temporary place. It wasn't a staying in. I knew that I was passing through. And I did have a privilege of growing up in a household where I heard a lot of positive messages. That's why it's so important for us to speak the right things in our homes and around our kids and always edify them. So I really did have a really great foundation from my parents. But despite that, we still all have to live our own story, you know, live our own life. And so the choices I made found me struggling in my early 20s and throughout the throughout the 20s, but because my parents were entrepreneurs and I grew up in those positive messages, I always knew that there was more, and I knew that I wanted more. And so I had to start applying those things that I said we teach at the seminar. I knew that I had to start speaking better things to myself about my financial conditions and about my money. I couldn't keep saying that, oh, I'm broke, I don't have no money.
Yep.
I had to start saying something like, you know what, hey, my money's on the way. I just had to kind of just frame it a little differently. And so that's when I got into affirmations. And you got to remember this, if you seek, you will find. Because I really got one on a search, because I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired, and it was painful for me to always have my bank account on E for when I would go to McDonald's. I would get mad at my kids if they wanted something that wasn't on the dollar menu. And I'm like, this is this. You know what I'm saying? I can't live like this. I just got to figure out what to do to change. And so all the information that we need for everything that we want is out here. So I started searching. What did I do? I started reading books. I started going to seminars. I started hanging around people, getting new associations. That's another one of the new things for shifting your life you have to do. You have to have new associations. I started hanging around the right types of people, because you can't fly with the eagles when you're hanging around with the turkeys. And so you have to be intentional about getting yourself around the right kind of people, because your income is typically the average of your five closest friends. So I was intentional in that, and that just started moving me on a path of doing better. And so, I went from nothing to having a six-figure income from the comfort of my own home through the home-based business industry. Building a home on 3 acres in Howard County. When I started out, I didn't have anything. It was totally a faith walk. I remember one day just being on my knees saying, Lord, I want a house in a safe neighborhood for my kids and some land. If I had told anybody that, Daniel, they would have been like, why are you even praying this? Because you have no money in the bank and your credit's not good and you don't have a job. How are you going to do this? But we don't even have to worry about the how if our why is big enough. And so my why was big, and my why was strong, and I just started taking steps in faith. I don't know how much time we have, so I'm not going to tell the whole story. But through, miraculous God events of laying obstacles flat and overcoming so many challenges, 5 years after I prayed that prayer, I walked into a brand new home built from the ground up on 3 acres in Howard County, Maryland. And I had a six-figure income to sustain it.
Amazing.
I'm telling you. And see, and here's the exciting thing. So when you really care about people and that happens for you, see, what I want for me, I want for other people. So I get excited about helping other people to see success. When people call me every day after my personal development call, people call me and text me, and they give me all these testimonies about the things they've learned and applied and how it's helping their relationships and how it's helping, they got a job because of it, or it's helping them to think bigger and take the limits off. And so when you can apply these principles and they work for you and you teach them to other people and it works for them, it just gets my juices flowing. I love seeing people be successful and win. So I call it, it's really a privilege for me that I get to do this, every day.
Amazing. That is awesome. And I've learned that it's so much power in the story. It's so much power in being transparent. And I have a quote that I say, there is salvation in transparency. And, your story, your struggles that you go through, being bold and strong enough to get out there and having the courage and being able to talk about it can completely change someone's life. And, you sharing that, it's a mother out there right now that's struggling, and she can't find a way. She can't see the future. She can't see it happening. But, hearing about your story and where you are now, her life doesn't change. She's all right, No, she did it. I can do it too. That's why being transparent and talking about it, it changes lives. And one of my organizations, we are called the Speakers of Life, and that's what it's all about. And we talk about so many different things. Our organization revolves around HIV and AIDS and educating people on HIV and AIDS, but it's the premise of God that makes all things possible. So we just speak life into people, and that's what it's all about. And real quick, Boomy, before we take a quick commercial break, can you share your social media information and website for people to contact you?
Oh, absolutely. So my website is empowermenow.com, and empower is spelled with an I, like I empower. Empowermenow.com, or you can go to affirmmylife.com. So on Twitter, I am at U, the letter U, are powerful. You are powerful. And on Facebook, I'm the only Boomy Moore on Facebook, the only one. So Boomy is B-U-N-M-I, Moore, M-O-O-R-E. So definitely connect with me there. And I would love, love, love to have you to be a part of our tribe.
Awesome, awesome. Now we're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back with Boomy Moore. Thank you again for tuning into Business Blitz on the Melting Pot Radio Network. As you know, we are a host of different shows on the Melting Pot Radio Network. On Mondays, we have Spit Game, our sports talk show, hosted by Danny and I at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesday nights, we have Business Blitz at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our business and entrepreneurship show. On Wednesday, we have Commission by Submission, our Christian talk show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday, we have No Box Thinking Radio with Jonathan Kegler, transformational, motivational, inspirational, educational, so many different platforms that he speaks on, and he just brings it to you 100% No Box Thinking way. So be sure to tune into our shows, and we also have new shows coming in the next couple weeks, so stay tuned for dates and times, and we are excited to just continue bringing you everything that we possibly can to help you grow. And also, if you want to follow us on Instagram at Melting Pot Radio Network, on Twitter at Melting Pot RN, on Facebook at facebook.com/The Melting Pot Radio Network. And be sure to follow us on Blog Talk Radio if you are listening online so that you may be up to date on all of our shows. And if you or someone you know would like to be a guest or you think would be a great guest to be on one of our shows, contact us, meltingpotradionetwork@gmail.com. Thank you. All right, now, Boomy, we are back live on Business Blitz. And, you know, prior to the break, you were talking about, you know, struggling as a mother and you know, you getting to that point where you wanted to do better and you started reading books. Can you tell us some of the books that really helped motivate you and give you a new way of thinking to just continue to fight and move forward?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the foundational books would be Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. That mm-hmm. was one. I actually started reading that at an early age, but I revisited that book and decided I'm not going to just read it just to read it, but I'm going to read it and start applying what it says to do, because so many times we can read, but a book like that, you just don't read for the words. You read to learn and actually do what's in it. So I learned about everything starts with a decision, and I learned about thoughts are things. So when you think a thought, it's not just nothing. It's actually a vibration. It can be measured. It's a wave that leaves your mind and goes out into the universe to actually do a work. And it was so many things I learned from Napoleon Hill. So that was a great one. Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Life, I remember reading that book, and that really helped me with knowing that there is a reason that I came, that I showed up here on this earth, and I'm going to make sure that if I'm leaving here, I'm going to leave empty. I'm going to pour myself out while I'm here and make sure that why I showed up, that thing happens. What else? The Magic of Thinking Big. So it was just a lot of different books and like that, the personal development realm that really helped me. And even back in 2006, I remember that's when I was first introduced to The Secret. And I can remember not embracing that, being a little even fearful of it, like, I don't know what this hocus pocus stuff is. But when I really came to understand, I mean, it's the same as a man thinketh in his heart. You know, so is he. Abraham's
yes.
faith was counted as him as righteousness, and faith is, you know, believing in those things that we cannot see, but knowing that we're going to pull it forth and it's going to happen. And so I realized, mm-hmm. wait a minute, I've really been living my life like this anyway, so this stuff is true. It's not just hocus pocus. It's universal law that I didn't make it up. So I'm not the creator, even though I have creative abilities. You know, God put these universal laws in place, and I believe he did it for us to learn them and use them to live a great, empowering life while we're here.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what he wants. And, you know, he didn't create us to, you know, be in poverty, to live in fear. He didn't create any of those things. And as you said, we are created to live a purposeful life and be prosperous in that life,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, too many people, I was one of them, so I had my hand raised with my quotation marks. You can't see it, but it's really raised. And I was one of those people who, you know, I used to think negative. And when people used to
mm-hmm.
talk about stuff like that and the power of thinking and the power of thought, and the universe can create it, I was like, no, the universe, y'all forgetting about God. But then
mm-hmm.
as I started reading more books and started to open my mind up to new things, I realized, oh, yeah, God created the universe.
Yes, that's right.
You know, with humans, you know, you have a child, which is a miracle, and you have to nurture that child. You have to take care of it. Without the parent, without someone taking care of that newborn child, they will not survive. But God created every other creature in the universe that when they're born, they know exactly what to do. They get up, they go for food. They know what to do. They can walk, they can move around. Newborn babies, they just there. And, you know, he gave us the power to really magnify our lives by thinking, believing, having faith, and believing that what you think can happen and will happen. You know, you can think, oh, man, I really want to do this. I think I can do that. I think I'm smart enough to do that. You need to change those thoughts. And as Boomi was talking about, the power of words, change that to, I will do this. I know for a fact that I can, and I will. It's already done. And watch
mm-hmm.
things just change in your life. Trust me, I'm a living example. You know, Boomi's talking about having 5 kids. Y'all know I have 11. So,
wow.
I listened to the wrong scripture when I was young. Thank you. You know, I listened to Be Fruitful and Multiply, and I was like, yeah, I like that scripture.
You sound like you're 24 years old.
That is amazing. I'm almost a decade past that, so I'm still a little young. I look young. That's a good thing. So I keep the energy. You know, I run around and play with my kids as much as I can. And that keeps me young. And I'm goofy. My wife is goofy. We just silly. We just have a big old fun, happy time. And it's an amazing thing. And, you know, being around, like you said earlier, when you were talking about your conference call and your call, being around a group of like-minded individuals and just loving each other and just caring for each other and just pushing each other to grow more, it only creates a better environment for you and your family. And, you know, you spoke about going from where you were to you know, having your home built on 3 acres and being a stay-at-home, work-from-home mother. This is an entrepreneurship show. We need to talk about some entrepreneurial activity. So what is it exactly that you do in the entrepreneur world?
Okay, I love to share that. So I am a promoter of the home-based business industry. I actually saw my parents very successful in it back in the 80s. I was growing up, and as a teenager, they were making $50,000 a month back then. And they grew up poor in Baltimore City, you know, at Lexington Terrace and the projects and all of that. But they wanted to be somebody and do something different. So when opportunity came, they didn't say no. It didn't say, my father didn't say, oh, I don't have a college degree, I can't do that. You know, they went for it and they learned and they got a great mentor, and they were able to make more money in the month than people at that time were making all year.
I mean,
and so
still nowadays.
Yes, yes.
People don't make $50,000 a year nowadays.
You're right. And so I got a love and appreciation for the home business industry, you know, network marketing, and really found my niche there, because it's a great thing where you can make a full-time income on a part-time basis with the right, you know, skill set, with products that really help to make people's lives better. You know, so many times we don't even know what residual income is. And we're so used to that linear income where you go to work and you work 40 hours and you get paid 40 hours. And so then you spend your life, 40 years of it, on this job that you hate just to retire. Mm-hmm. And then when you retire, you have to live off of 40% of what you couldn't live off of 100% when you were working. What sense does that make? You know? So you got to have multiple streams of income, and you have to get yourself – the reason why I love residual income is because – it's money that you have coming into you month after month, year after year, on a product or service that you sell one time. So think about this, Daniel. We all have residual bills, don't we? You pay your cable bill every single month, that automatic income reducer, that TV that you need to unplug and put into your garage if you're not making $20,000 a month. But that's just my personal opinion. Don't do TV. So we all have residual bills, from the telephone bill, that cell phone bill, all of that kind of things. Why wouldn't we have residual income? You're creating residual income for these companies. So be smart like those companies and get residual income for yourself. So that means that you don't have to always be at the point of sale. You're at in a business where you may have stopped working, but your money didn't stop. Your money's still coming in whether you get out of bed or not. And so I've been privileged to developed several six-figure streams of income in that industry. And most recently, I have a product called O2 Drops. It's oxygen drops. It's amazing. I mean, it's liquid minerals and oxygen, two things that our bodies are most depleted of. Just think about this. We can go 40 days without food. You can go 4 days without water. But how long can you go without oxygen? 4 minutes, that's the most, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so most people don't realize that the oxygen isn't in the air like it used to be. And so we are oxygen deficient, we're minerally deficient because of what they've done to the soils and the ground and all the chemicals. So it's not in the soil, so it's not getting into our food. So when we try to eat healthy, it's not getting into us. So we have to supplement. And so these are just some simple drops you put under your tongue. And testimonies are crazy. I have a friend who called the other day who had cystic breasts. She got the product, in 2 days her breasts were down to its normal size from this supplement of oxygen, and minerals. Another lady called the other morning, so excited, 10 years of back pain, gone in just like 4 days, and her husband who had a stroke, he was starting to move the side of his face. And these aren't people that I heard about. These are people who called me, telling me these things. So I'm really
wow.
excited about that. The business is booming, and it's all about helping people to get healthy and showing them how to get their bank account healthy as well. In an easy, simple business in a box that actually is only $59.95, believe that or not. So there are a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities where, you know, a lot of people don't have thousands of dollars to get started in the business. And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
may not know. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, you got to watch out for the scams, and maybe there's some out there. But I tell people, if you follow success leads clues, you know, give me a call.
Oh,
I've been in this industry, and I can look at something to see if it's legit or not. And I partner with things that were a proven success. So, you know, I'm going to give my phone number, 443-864-9440. In fact, if you text POWER to 443-864-9440. I have a free gift for you. I actually have some I Am Powerful wristbands that I'm going to send to you. I Am Powerful wristbands. I wear my bands every single day. You know, if it gets a little challenging during the day, I can look down at my bands and say, wait a minute, I am powerful. Let me use one of my processes. Let me make sure I'm thinking the right thoughts to help me to overcome this challenge right here. So text the word POWER to 443-864-9440, and I will actually get you one of our I Am Powerful wristbands in the mail.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I look at life like this. God makes no mistakes. Things happen for a reason. And, you know, us being connected and you being on this show has opened my eyes to the way the universe works. You know, the way God works and the way God created the universe, because all of these things that you are speaking about are things that I have recently gotten involved in over the course of the last 6 months. And it's just amazing the way God works. And, you know, being an entrepreneur and having a home-based business, there are so many skeptics out there who just will not open their mind to doing
mm-hmm.
things the different way, doing things the way that, you know, I wasn't taught that way. I was taught to go to school for 16 years, get a degree, get a good job, and struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I see the struggle that people go through each and every day, but that's what I was taught to do. So why would I do something different? What do you tell people out there right now that's listening, that's going through that struggle, having a 9-to-5, went to school, got crazy student loans, struggling to pay off the student loans, take care of their families? What do you say to them to open their minds to new opportunities like home-based businesses and network marketing?
You know, if you want to walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. You've got to get out of the boat. For things to change, you've got to change. And there comes a time where you have to really, you know, assess where you are and see, if I keep doing the same things I've been doing, what am I going to get? What is my result going to be? And whatever I determine is going to be, do I like that? Well, if not, if I'm going to get the same thing that my cousins and them are getting and my sisters and brothers are getting and I don't like that result, then I've got to do something different. I've got to
mm-hmm.
maybe get out of my comfort zone, get out of my own way, learn some new things, as we talked about, speak some new words, think some new thoughts, get some new associations, get a brand new circle, and I got to do something differently so I can get a different result. But you got to understand, you just can't go the way of the masses. So you think about what happens to the majority of the people. So in this country, we have 95% of the people making 5% of the wealth. And then you have just 5% of the people who make 95% of the wealth. So the majority of the people, 95%, who only making that small, scrambling for that small 5%, those are the masses. Which group
mm-hmm.
do you want to be in? Do you want to be a 5%er or do you want to be a 95%er? We surely don't want to be a 95%er. So you can't do what the average normal person does, which is do that 40-40 plan, go to school, try to do good, get the job. It just doesn't work. But that, as Daniel was saying, that's the conditioning. Why do we do it? Because our parents did it, and we were conditioned to do it. So we just, you know, follow the herd and do the same thing. But if we want a different result, we got to do some things differently. It may mean breaking out from the group that you've been hanging around with. As we said, getting a whole new group, trying something new, reading different types of books than we've done before, turning off the television. You know, maybe you've been conditioned that you go to school, you go to work, you come home, fix something to eat, and you sit down and watch TV. Those people are already living their dreams while you're probably living a nightmare. They've got theirs. Now you got to get yours. Turn the TV off and make that time more productive. This, in 2016, your job should be you. That's what your job should be. Your job should be to work on you, to become the best version of yourself that you can be. And so what happens is as you get better and as you work on you, your like awareness is going to expand. You're going to start evolving. You're going to start thinking differently. And what's going to happen by the law of attraction, when you put these different thoughts out, they're going to lock in with other positive-like thoughts. And then that will get you on the frequency of more good things happening in your life. That's how you pull yourself up from where you are to where you want to be. Just tip the scales to, like, 51% positive. Maybe you're negative. Like Daniel said, he used to be negative, okay? So now you're going to decide, I want to start being more positive. All you need is 51% positive, and you've tipped the scales in your favor. And then you learn to live in that. And I'm telling you, more good stuff will start coming. Serendipitous stuff will start happening in your life. You know, God will be showing up big for you to make things happen because of your faith and belief. And I'm telling you, your life, it doesn't have to take long for your life to be different, to look a lot different than it looks right now.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. You're so on point. It does not take long. And, you know, my pastor always says, if you're the smartest person in your soul circle, you need to find a new circle. And, you know, we've been conditioned by the entertainment nowadays. And, you know, you hear famous songs by Drake, you know, No New Friends, and everybody running around, no new friends, I'm still riding with the same ones I came up with, and you're all still struggling. You need new friends. You need new networks. You need new circles of people who are positive. And as when we talked about earlier, having that mentor, someone who is successful already, someone who has went through the pitfalls and the trials and tribulations of business ownership and being an entrepreneur and just in life in general. You know, I'm still trying to accumulate my entire circle of mentors, but I want a mentor for every single aspect of my life, my marriage, my parenthood, my business, every part of life. I want a mentor that specializes in the things that I'm going through, and they can only help you grow. And it is amazing what a changed mindset, developing yourself and being around like-minded individuals can do for you. It will completely change your life. And as Boomi just alluded to, it will not take long. It will not take long. You will see changes happening immediately once you start doing those things, positive affirmations, using the positive words, the thoughts, thinking positive things, being around positive people, and it will help you immensely and quickly. And, you know, I love baby steps. Guess what? A baby step forward is a step forward, any way you look at it. So use those baby steps, allow the momentum to start growing, and just keep going. Next thing you know, you're going to be walking. Then you're going to be running. Then you're going to be sprinting. You may even start sprinting as fast as Usain Bolt. And people think you're the fastest in the world. Just keep moving. Any step forward is a step forward, so just keep moving. Now, Boomi, this was an amazing show. I'm so excited and happy that you joined us and took the time out tonight, and I'm just so grateful and thankful. And as I said, I've been taking my notes. I'm listening to this replay. I had to put it out there because people need to hear all the information and the nuggets that you dropped tonight, because you are changing lives. You changed lives on the show tonight, and I just applaud you for doing what you're doing, and just keep doing it. Just keep being blessed. I will keep you in my prayers. and I just love what you're doing. Now, in Business Blitz tradition, we end every show off the same way with our guests. Two questions. Number one, what is your favorite quote, a quote that you live by, a quote that you just use, whether it's your own or a famous quote that just gets you through each and every day? And also, what is the best advice you can give to an entrepreneur starting out?
All right. Well, my favorite quote, the quote that is on my business card and that I live by and that I teach, is this: the quality of your thinking determines the quality of your life. And because there's no limits on how much better you can think, there's no limits on how much better your life can be. I love that. Love that.
Yeah.
Now, once you got that thinking right, now what was the second question?
What is your best advice that you can give an entrepreneur starting out?
The best advice would be to be on my call tomorrow morning so you can continue
yes.
to get that thinking right. I'm telling you, be on that call and get yourself in that environment. Immerse yourself in the potential and the positiveness of your powerful potential by being on this call, locking up with like-minded people. We're doing a whole series on how to help you to be a creator, an intentional creator. And so when you are an entrepreneur, guess what? You got to create some things. You got to create some sales. You got to create some ideas. You got to create some relationships. You got to create customers. And so I'm going to teach you how to be that powerful creator so that anything that you put your hand to do in every area of your life, you can be successful at it. So one more time, 712-432-0900 for tomorrow morning at 8:15. And the PIN number is 125-475-pound. Look me up on social media. And one more thing, don't forget about those powerful O2 oxygen drops. So you can look me up at o2drops.com/boomymore.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And one more time, throw out your social media information and website so people can find you there.
All right. And Twitter is you. That's the letter U. You are powerful. And on social and on Facebook, just look me up at Boomy Moore. That's B-U-N-M-I and Moore, M-O-O-R-E. You can search me on YouTube. I have like 500 videos out there as well. You can type in Boomy Empowers, and Empowers is with an I. So look me up on YouTube as well, and we will definitely connect. Thank you so much, Daniel, for having me on my show. I love your mindset, your energy, and your positivity. People have texted me already, power, so they want those bands. I'll make sure I'll get that out to them. And I'll end as I end my calls, you are more powerful than you know. Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Thank you again, Boomy, for taking the time out. Enjoy your night.
All right.
Good night. Wow, wow, wow. Life changing. Listen, if you didn't have your pen and paper ready, I will be posting this link for the podcast immediately after the show. You definitely need to go listen to the replay and get all this rich information that Boomy was giving out tonight. She was dropping bombs, nuggets, gold, platinum, nuclear, nukes, everything. She was dropping it all tonight, and trust me, it will better your life. I thank you for taking the time out and listening to Business Blitz tonight. You can catch us tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Commission by Submission. Thank you. We love you. God bless. Good night. Thank you.